Before we begin, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Eddie Blanchard, Sister Mary Richard Boo, Richard First, Jonathan Hill, Jonathan Anthony Love, Maureen Meadows, Samuel Mitchell, Rosemary Cease, Candace the Dog, Dolores the Siberian Husky, Patch the Cat, Zeke the Dog. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Rimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabje Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venmo Thich Nhat Hanh, Venmo Margaret McAndrew, Venmo Tricky Lamo. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Russell Allen, Mrs. Askew, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, family of Sister Mary Richard Boo, Steve and Terry Bull, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Julie Castello, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, family of Richard First, Mildred Gooch, Drew Granger, Gwen, Tracy Haas Thompson, Annie Hassel, Kathy Hayashi, Francis Hayashi, family of Jonathan Hill, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamont, Mary Lipscomb and family, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, family of Jonathan Anthony Love, R.M., Tom McGinnity, family of Lorraine Meadows, Sarah Miller, family of Samuel Mitchell, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Neil and family, L.P. Oliver, Jay Pandya, Anna Papard and many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Pieper family, Chris, Susan, and Sadie, Anna Pozo, Ann Rivers, Ken Roman, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, Ariana Scott, family of Rosemary Cease, Nancy Sorbit, Lupsum Tupton, Laura Townsend, Susie Tucker, Bob Witzman, Josh Vernon, Dion Washington, George Michael Williams, Jr., Carmen the Dog, George and Cadre the Pigs. In case you've never been here before, in a few minutes, Geshe will be entering the Gampa through this door. And if you would please stand out of respect for him and his teachings, and you'll see people prostrating. And, you're welcome to just remain standing, if you like. If you're uncomfortable doing so, it's perfectly fine. And then we'll be, after he sits down, we'll be saying some prayers. And the prayer book, that gold prayer book, is the only one in here, the Gampa, no problem. And I'll tell you what page is. The first one is on page 183. Geshe-la has asked me to remind people that there's a lot of merit in walking around the stupa, that white structure that's outside, entering the prayer wheels to and from the stupa. Even one time around clockwise is more merit than and has Dharmakaya relics, which are primary relics such as the bones of the little pearl bones of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are secondary relics. You might see pieces of robes or whatever from that were remaining from his time. Are secondary. The Dharmaka relics, and there are millions of them in there, are primary. So it's an extreme accumulation of merit. This was left over from our Tara practice last night. We're doing practice for the 21 Taras, and you can see the images behind all the offerings. And so we just left them up for because to benefit people. Okay. Oh, if you have cell phones on, like I do, then if you just put it on mute, you can leave it on. Just turn off the sound. And you're welcome to bring drinks in here. Let's see. If you have questions for Geshe-la, there are these little forms on the other side of this wall. And just put them on a side table, if you like. So if you take the gold prayer book, and if you please turn to page 183. In the middle, you see it says mantra recitation. So let's chant the mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha, three times. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Okay, and then let's chant the four measurables. It's up on page 34. First we'll say it in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. And it says, four measurables chanting version. So we'll chant that in Tibetan. Chen chen tam che de wa dong de wei ju dong den pa yu chi. Below you see two mantras. There's Ten Rajasic's mantra and Green Tara's mantra. So let's say the first one eight times and the second one seven times.
And also, please remember all the people in the prayer list. You know, there's many people who requested to say the prayer for them. So please remember all of them. Okay.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Tare tu, tare tu, re so ha. Om tare tu, tare tu, re so ha. Om tare tu, tare tu, re so ha. Om tare tu, Chare Soha. Om Chare 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 Soha. Om Chare 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 Soha. Om Chare 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 Soha.
Good morning. Yeah. Cold, huh? Getting cold. How many people came to Tara practice last night? How many?
12.
Oh, good, good. What time you stop? How many hours? Oh, 2 hours. 1 hour. I haven't been back to Tara practice like many now times, so I regret. I will come. So the first day we did whole night. So then midnight, so then 9 o'clock. Anyway, so all the pujas, know that particularly the Tara puja, so initial idea is to dedicate to all the people who come to the center, you know, to dedicate for their, you know, like good health, prosperity, therefore the happiness. That's what we do. I think that's how the initially started, to help, to benefit people who come to the Kadamba Center, and also benefit, you know, any project that center, that relates to the Kadamba Center. So that's the initial idea. So that has been, since we start, we do practice almost every month. Yeah, so I just want you to know, you know, this is Tara practice dedicated to people who come to the Kadamba Center. So I always mentally participate, but you know, sometimes I physically cannot participate because sometimes here's night, then in India there's morning, so I have a lot of time, there's phone calls, you know, there's some kind of, you know, so I always, there's something I need to talk. So So this morning, so maybe begin with the meditations, okay? So meditation that we've been doing, I already taught this meditation many times. So begin with the 9 round breathing meditations. If some of you are here first time, so then maybe, or new, very new to meditation, so I think this is good to do this 9 round breathing meditation. So then, you know, so a lot of people here, they already know 9 round breathing meditations. So then please share, you know, share. You can teach them. Because I just repeat, you know, what has been said. You know, there's nothing new that, it's not something that, you know, I said here is something very, very brand new. It's not new. It's already been said like thousands of years ago. I just repeat here, repeat. So then, you know, because I repeat what has been said, so then it's good, you know, when you learn, so then please also you share with other people. You share, oh. So this is called 9 round breathing meditation. So 9 round breathing meditation. Long Rokhu Tu says. So this is the technique that help us how to get rid of imbalance energy, okay? Imbalance energy, you know, cause physical discomfort. So then physical discomfort contribute to mental discomfort. So therefore, it's very, very important. It's not just important, it's very, very necessary to learn how to eliminate those imbalance energy. Or another way you can call it's like wasted energy. This energy been wasted, no longer useful. So where the energy go to the channels. It's not just one or two channels, there's like 84,000 channels located in our body. 84,000 channels located in our body. Because of that, we blink, we open, we close. All the functions, the physical functions have been done because of the energy, the channels, all of that, because of that. No? If there's no energy, they run through the channels, then life is finished. No function. Oh. So that's what's happening when the time of the death, everything dissolves, you know, all the elements dissolve, all the energy dissolve, the gross energy dissolve, then the subtle energy dissolve. When the subtle energy dissolves, then, you know, that's death. See, that's why the body cannot function, because there's no energy left. First all the gross energy dissolve, then the subtle energy dissolve, then no, finish. So it's good to learn, okay, this is like called 9-round breathing meditations. The technique, how to eliminate imbalanced energy or energy that's been wasted, no longer useful. So this is very important to learn, okay? So then as I mentioned before, if the stress is form of imbalanced energy or wasted energy, so this 9-round breathing meditation will help to how to eliminate that, okay? So this is all right now, this is all sake of knowledge. You learn, I explain, then you learn, and you put into practice, so much as you can, So then the result will be there. You will experience that. You will get the benefit of doing the meditation. So so then after the meditation, I will talk a little more about this 9-round breathing meditation. First we'll do the actual meditation, okay? You follow me, so then we'll do 9-round breathing meditations. So whenever we do breathing meditations, so make sure that our back is straight, our back. This is not rule. No, this is not rule. No. As I mentioned this many times, it is very, very important, including myself. It's very, very important. I mentioned this many times. Why I mentioned this many times? It is important. No. Nobody says we have to meditate. Nobody said we have to meditate. What they say, if you meditate, It's beneficial. It benefits you. That's all they say. If you meditate, it will benefit. No, it will benefit. So, we don't have to do meditation. When we do it well. Otherwise, why we do? There's no reason. Oh. So that's why, I was happy to do. No, otherwise, no, why we do? No reason. No, happy to do. Happy to do, okay? So, it's not just rules, no, this is, in order to do it well, so the back should be straight. It's not just rule. in order to do it well, so back should be straight. Why? If the body is straight, the energy, the channel is going to be straight. Channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, not talking about all the 84,000 channels, you know, there's no impossible them to be, all of them to be straight, is impossible. The three main channels, no channels. You see, when they talk about chakra, that's like channel box. Not the time when I care about channel box, but it's similar. Oh, see? So many things happening here, that's why there's channel box. Oh, yeah, all kinds of things playing. Automatically playing. The channel box, you know, this is called chakra. So Robina asked me, what is chakra? Chakra literally means will. It's the Sanskrit word. Chakra means, you know, Dharma chakra means Dharma will. So people immediately get this, you know, kind of a round image. So here, Robina asked me, you know, chakra. So I told her, channel box. That's what I think, channel box, you know. That's where all the channels emerge. There's 84,000 channels where they merge. So there are three main channels. So that's what we're talking about. When your body is straight, these three main channels are going to be straight. So all these 84,000 channels emerge from these three main channels. Huh? So see, right now, if the hour, like, how you say, the breathing is never going to be even. It's always uneven. That's a clear sign. That energy is not going through the central channel. That's why, no? Once you manage to send the energy to the central channel, that's going to be even. That's the breathing from two nostrils is going to be even. It's not like just sinus problem. Sinus problem, it's not just allergy. So see, when the body is straight, this is all second knowledge. Channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then the energy will run through smoothly. So that's why. Okay. So then now you please, you use your left hand, and this finger. Okay, left hand, this finger, and you block your left nostril. Inhale, long, slow from the right nostril. Inhale. Then block. Right now I'm moving my head because I'm that kind of demonstrating the meditation, but actually when you do, so you shouldn't have a problem moving your head. So each time when you inhale, count, that's one, okay? So there's three sets. Each set, three breathing, then become nine. Huh? Nine. Each round has three, there's nine. Huh? So we'll start again. First round, begin with inhale, then finish with exhale. So that's first round. So now the second round, then use right hand, pull out the right nostril, inhale from the left nostril. second round. Okay, second round. So now from, not from the mouth, from the both nostril, begin with inhale, in with exhale, 3 times. So that's called 9 round breathing meditation. So the purpose of this meditation is to eliminate imbalance energy. Okay, imbalance energy, or you can say wasted energy. Every thought, whether it's positive or negative, Any thought, every single thought comes with energy. If the thought is imbalanced, then energy is going to imbalance. Every thought rides like horse. Energy like horse. Every thought. That's why when you look at the good scenery, you feel good, because energy is going out. According to Vajrayana practice, every thought comes with energy. If you place all your energy on this, no, that's all you are thinking, nothing else. You're just thinking this, that's all you are thinking, nothing else. But then you should be trained, you know, it won't just come automatically. So you have to, you know, look and make sure that you see the shape or the color. Then you're trying to see that in your mental eye. Then you try to place all your energy on that. That's the way to balance your mind. That's how mind gets balanced. Thinking something, it's not like thinking nothing, but thinking something, but thinking only one thing, rather than thinking 100 different things and same thing, same time. That's like, then the mind becomes weak, the energy becomes not really useful, because energy is divided in 100 different ways. Mind is divided in 100 different ways. That's not how you balance mind. You think something. Only, that's the only thing you are thinking. That's all you are thinking. Nothing else. You are trying to put all your mental energy on one object. There's a way to balance the mind. When you balance the mind, the automatically energy that comes with that thought is going to be balanced. Result. Someday, similar, onju jabu de, someday, concentrations, same, mind, onju jabu, onju means empower, concentration, empower mind. Empower? Concentration, empower mind. Concentration is like the king that rules the mind. Right now, mind rules you. That's why it's difficult, you know. So we don't rule mind. Mind rules us. We don't rule our mind. Mind rules us. So that's why life gets like that. Therefore, life gets complicated. There's a reason. Nothing else. Not because you are, you know, my life is no meaning, I'm not good, I'm this, that. Not because of that. That's like misunderstanding. Because mind rules you. Then mind is not think so many different things, you know, that's why. Someday, same like Ongju Jabu, someday concentrations, Ongju in power, like concentrations like the king that empowers the mind. Someday, some Ongju Jabu, Shama Miyo, Re Ongbushins. If you just let it be, it's going to be like firm as a mountain, it won't move. It's going to be steady as a mountain, like mountain. The mountain you can hardly move. You see? Shana Miyo, if you just let it be, it's going to be like strong as a mountain. It won't move. It means it won't get distracted by different things. It's like going to be like firm as a mountain. It's not going to be get distracted easily by different things because it's like strong as a mountain. Someday, say long with the job of the Shama Miyo, Riyong, Bushpama, give him Vokuna Jus. If you just, if you let it go, it only goes to positive things. It only goes to positive things. It will never ever go to negative things because it's a well balanced mind, because the mind is well balanced. No, Shama, if you leave it alone, it's going to be like firm as mountain. It's not going to be distracted by other things. It's going to be firm as a mountain. If you just let it go, where it go, it only goes to positive things. Tama lusim tama givim vakula ju lusim it only think if you let it go, it only thinks good things. It will never think negative things. It only thinks good things. Can you imagine that? this result. It will bring, because the mind is well balanced, energy that's closely related to our body. No, the energy that's very much related to our body, physical body. Well-balanced mind, the well-balanced energy brings dewa, happiness. Shempo means big happiness. It brings the result, it brings big happiness. Physical happiness and mental happiness. That's the whole idea of yoga. You know, yoga means practice, this all doesn't mean physical movement. Yoga means practice, the Sanskrit word. In Tibetan you call manjur. Simply mean practice, no? Or could be physical practice, or could be mental practice. So here in the yoga in the West, more like physical. Yoga usually means practice, that's all. No, nanjor, in Tibetan word, nanjor, practice. Goal is to bring physical, you know, happiness. That's why you do yoga, you know? So you stretch. Or you stretch your... is there any yoga for the nose? I'm not sure about that. Anyway, so just bring the flexibility. That means has to be balanced. Otherwise, if not imbalanced, there will be no flexibility. Flexibility. So this whole idea about physical yoga is to hoping to bring physical comfort. So it can be done through physical movement, but it also can be done through concentrations. So see, this is very, very, you know, important to learn, you know, concentrations. It makes your mind calm and peaceful. So I said this many times. Someday, so concentration make your mind calm. Then wisdom liberates. Not just mere faith or wish or desire, simple desire. In order to liberate from any form of suffering, you have to have wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations. Where wisdom come from? Wisdom come from listening something or reading something. Or then whatever you read, whatever you listen, thinking about that, the second form of wisdom, samjung sharab. Then there's last wisdom is like thinking deep. That's the best. So then that's how people liberate. That's how you liberate, you know. Instead of just, you know, just believing something, so you have to study. So there's no knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberation. So means no freedom. So that's why the Tibetan Buddhism emphasize to learn. That's why the, when you think about the six professions, last two professions, last one, number six is wisdom. Number five is concentrations. Sanden chishi. So that's why you concentrate, you know, because I want to make my mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. That's all. That's all. Not because, you know, because I'm Buddhist, I'm supposed to meditate. That's not good. See, this is very important. When you teach, that's how you explain. Why you concentrate? Because it will make your mind calm and peaceful, that's all. Well, if you are more, if your mind is calm, peaceful, that is, has positive impact on the rest of the family. Can you imagine one person always calm and peaceful? So what kind of environment that will produce? Why is it important to have like, how you say, peace in the community, in the family? That is happiness. Tumba dewa. Harmonious is happiness. If there's no harmonious, there will be no happiness. If there's no happiness, that will have negative impact on the practice of individual people. There will be no practice. There will be no good practice. Because people are disturbed. No? Because there's no harmonious. Means there's no happiness. If there's no happiness, then that will have negative impact on individual practice within the community. It's hard to practice because there's negative environment. That's why. Within the family, same. Within the family, if there's negative environment, if there's no harmonious, it's hard to practice loving kindness, compassion, saying something wonderful. It's hard. It's not easy. Tumba dewa. Timba means getting long. That's very important. Getting long within the family, within the friends. Getting long is very important. That's happiness. So then, whatever we do, it will go well. Otherwise, even though doing something positive, it won't go well. Such as practice, the practice will not go well because of that. That's just example. That anything else, you know, anything else, eating or drinking or whatever that other thing is, it won't go well because there's not harmony there. See, so individual, you know, the practice of concentration is critical, critical. So that's why, individual calm mind, peaceful mind is the contribution to the world peace, believe or not. It is not just contribution, it's big contributions for the peace in the community. Otherwise, peace in the community has to come from individual peace. If there's no individual peace, there will be no community peace. So I just want to say that, you know, so consider this nine-round breathing meditation is how to eliminate this imbalance thought and imbalance, mainly not the thought, imbalance energy that's created by imbalanced thought. So eliminate that. Then after that, then you can do, you know, this 21 breathing meditation. You can do 21 breathing meditations. See? Tumbadeva. So then, you know, if you are here first time, so there's a lot of people who know how to do the breathing meditations. That's the way to develop, to improve our concentration. So, okay. The result is going to be bring great happiness, physical happiness and mental happiness, That's the result of concentration. Brother Sunday Sunday on the Java Shannon Murray with the legend Tedrashene, Nanjo Ombonam. So then knowing that, then all the practitioners should think seriously, or maybe all the meditators, all out there who has interest about meditations, then Lama Tsongkhapa said, then think seriously, how to do concentration meditations. Then that's why he says, no, like, do the concentration meditation every day. That's a way to eliminate distractions. If you are, if there's so much difficulties caused by distractions, the only way to get away from the distraction is to concentrate. Naming, distraction is like the enemy, you know, naming, dajjam, diligent. So Lama Tsongkhapa said, I did this, that's what I did. So then I'm hoping that you will do the same thing. Nanjongi Yamil Tardeshwar Tiji Chasa Los Tarden, if you are seeking liberation, Lama Tsongkhapa said, then please do the same thing. If you are seeking liberation, if you are seeking suffering, so then, you know, that's different things. So I don't think nobody is seeking suffering. No, if you are seeking problems, then you should not concentrate, you know. Nanjongi Yamil Tardeshwar, I myself, you know, did that. So then, if you are seeking freedom from suffering, yeah, then you do the same thing. Lama Tsongkhapa kind of like, you know, do the same thing. Say that Nanjongi Tardeshwar Tiji Changsa Los means kind of like requesting you do the same thing. So that's all about this 9-round breathing meditations. So then, energy becomes imbalanced when we don't concentrate. Because our mind is divided. His Holiness says, you know, like, so many small creek. But each creek doesn't have power, because there are so many. If you manage to pull all that together, there's going to be a big creek. It has power, like that. And mental energy. To fight, maybe. Not 24 hours, 7 days a week, but, you know, sometime here, there, it's good to practice, good to start, you know, to concentrate. Okay. So this can be done in short time. So because, you know, especially particularly this month, your life is so busy. Everybody's running around. So busy. So this is, you know, say, if this horse can carry bigger load, right? The Tibetan animals, you know, the hairy, kind of like bull, not bull, like animals, they have long hair. If you put the same amount of load on donkey, it will break donkey's back. So you can't just put all this load on. You have to know, they're saying in Tibetan, you should carry, there's something you can carry, rather than, you know, something you cannot carry, then it's going to break your back. So that's, you know, we do what we can do. That's what I'm saying. We do what we can do. Then we do it well. So see, this concentration meditation, it can be done in a short period of time. So then for the beginner, many sessions, short, very short. Many, you know. When you become very familiar, then few, long. But then not many. Then few and long. So the best time to stop, if you think, okay, this meditation has been very successful, the best time to stop is when you feel good, that's the best time to stop. Okay, and the best time to stop is when you feel good, then you stop. So then you want to do it again, you know. So don't push. Next time when you see that meditation cushions almost fell like throw up, then that's not good, you know. Don't want to go near to the meditation cushions. So that's unskillful. Just push, you know. I'm not just making this up, you know. I'm just saying what has been said. Beginner, many short. Short means can be 1 minute, can be 2 minutes, can be 3 minutes, like that, short, but many. When you become familiar, then few, long. So that's a way to go deep. So, you know, so then, I'm not saying it's easy. I never said it's easy. You know, no pain. No pain. Who said, the American, that you're saying, no pain, no gain. So that means no effort is necessary, you know. Heart power to bear hardship for a good cause. Yeah, it's not easy, you know, so that's not how you sit, you know. It's not easy, no, but it's a good cause. The result will be great. So, you know, the muscle, it's not just a result, mere wish. So hard work in the gym. People who have muscles, they go to the gym, you know, hard work. So heart power to bear, hardship. For a good cause. Not for no negative cause, for a good cause. See? We need willpower or heart power. We need heart power to bear. No, even though it's like physical pain here a little bit, but it's worth it. It's worth it. So, you know, like tying your mind, which your mind, which is like elephant, you know. It's become like wild elephant. So powerful. So tying that elephant on something is not easy. So I've never said it's easy, but it can be done by, you know, with effort, time, practice, patience, it can be done. But it's very, very important. It's not just important, it's also necessary for your peaceful mind, calm mind. So it can be done by little, okay? But we should try. This is about the 9-round breathing meditations. Something it can be done in a short period of time, okay? So what I thought maybe today, you know, so I should maybe a little bit talk about the giving practice, because this month, you know, Christmas, people are exchanging gifts, you know, people are giving. That's, you know, a big part of your culture, so it's this wonderful culture. So anyway, actually, like, celebrating, I think, this is like actually the celebrations of one of the, has great influence in the society, you know. So, manifestation of Bodhisattva. Who knows? But when you think about impact of that on the society, it's unbelievable. You know, it's not just 1 year. It's like many thousands of years now, how many people get benefit. So that's it. As a Tibetan, we celebrate His Holiness Dalai Lama's birthday, and all the Tibetan people, we celebrate His Holiness' birthday. Similar, this also, you know, the Christmas, isn't it birthday? Yeah, that's, you know, it's worth it to celebrate, you know, Mother Teresa's birthday, you know, so that's Mother Teresa, she's a wonderful person, you know, so anyway, So this month is giving, you know, exchanging, giving. So doesn't, like, this, I'm trying to, this, you know, giving practice, you know, of this month, you know, so that's related to the holiday, you know, holiday. But actually exchanging, giving. So I just want to share, you know, how this practice of giving is done based on Buddhism. Based on Buddhism. It's not related to the, no, it's not the best event. It's based on love, loving kindness. So, everything, you know, every giving practice is done out of loving kindness. Love, out of love. Loving kindness. Chambe miwa chamba. Chamba. That's love in Tibetan. Or Champa. So many, many people have named Champa. doesn't mean they are love, but they have named Champa. Name Champa doesn't mean love, but you know, so some of them can be mean too. So you know, they're just a name, Champa, love. So Champa, that's what you call love in Tibetan, you call Champa. Chambe miwa felt this object of love. Chambe, chamba is love, miwa object of love. Chambe miwa felt this means emphasize on the object of love. Then that's how, then after that, then you give. Chambe miwa felt this. Chambe miwa means object of love. Saldo ten is need to be, the object of love needs to be very vivid or fresh in your mind. Then you give. Okay? Chambe miwa saldo ten is tongue. That's how you give. So now, what is the object of love? Mother who has only one child, no matter how their child looks like, physically, mentally, no matter what kind of, what the circumstance of the child is, but their child is very, very attractive. For the mother's view, the child is this only child. No matter what physically, like, the child looks, their child is just pure, just beautiful, just attractive for their mother. So that is the object of love. You won't get nabaje, you don't get nabaje. Something that's very, has a, he is the mind. It's just, it's something that, you know, it's just, you know, it's, Yiduhuwa means attractive. I think that's the, I think translation. Attractive. Make sense? Attractive. Likewise, the mother who has only one child. That's how the mother sees the child, how the mother sees the child. The child is, for the mother, is just pure. Just beautiful, you know. So like that. So that's like the object of love. That's how object of love, love. That's how, when we say I love you, so that means, you know, the object should be like that, you know, like that, you know. Oh, you don't want, or something that, you know, like, there's so many different words, I'm not sure what to say. Cute, not cute. Cute. So there's so many different ways to say, I'm not sure. Probably attractive, attractive. So then that image has to be vivid in your mind, and then from there you give. So now, here, you know, not just talking about, you know, when in like the practice of giving is not just related to material object, you know, so that's like, you can give your positive thought. What we call merit, you can give your merit. the marriage that we created in the past, or last year, the marriage that you are creating now, and marriage you are going to create in the future, you can give those too. You know, it doesn't have to be like, it doesn't have to be, the practice of giving doesn't have to be material object, you know. So actually, it's the other way around. The best practice of giving is like, if you are concentrating, that's the best gift that you can ever give. Your practice, that's the best gift. You know, so, you know, such as, you know, here, like, you know, giving apology, forgiveness. Oh, see? Or saying something nice word, you know. Oh. All kinds of things you can give. You know, it doesn't have to be a material object, you know, so giving. So, maybe saying something really nice, you know, nice things from sincerely saying that, you know. This is so many things. The Lu Dan Long Jie, say, this is like many giving practices done, what you call mental offering, you know. You just, in your mind, you just transform, you know, all your positive thoughts that you've been creating in the past, creating now, going to create the future, all the good things, you just transform. If somebody needs water, you just transform that in the water and just imagine. It's like the mental offering is just imagining something good, something beautiful, you know. That's like many practices. I'm not going to go into all the details. So this is, you know, now this month of giving. So I think just want to share these are the giving practice, how this giving practice has been done in based on Mahayana Buddhist teachings. That's how the giving practice has been done, you know. When you breathe out, breathing love, compassion, all the good things are breathing, you know. So then just imagine, you know, they just touch all the people. The minute you touch, you know, they just become happy. So that's like Tonglen practice, just sending, giving, just do that, you know, giving practice, okay? Giving out of love. So giving apology, forgiveness. Yeah, saying something nice, you know, saying something nice. Yeah, things like that. So that's how the giving has been done based on the Mahayana teachings. Giving has been done out of love, loving kindness, love. So before that, just meditate, you know, meditate. The object of the love has to be very attractive. Just beautiful. Likewise, the mother who has only one child, how that mother sees the child, like that. You know, opening up your heart for other has to have reason. You can't just open your heart, you know, why does it have to have reason? You know, So, so this is all, you know, beneficial practice. This is all beneficial practice. So that's how the giving is done based on the Mahayana teachings out of love. Okay, so then also it's also done through the breathing meditation. When you breathe out, and that's like giving. You know, giving loving kindness, all that. Happiness comes from harmonious. There's no harmony between me and prayer will. Prayer will doesn't talk. I can say whatever I want to say. So talking about harmony is between consciousness. So, see? So, thinking needs to be broad. Needs to think from the broad point of view, bigger point of view. Otherwise, you know, it's not easy. So that's why Buddhism is very deep. You know, that's why the Buddha taught Four Noble Truths. Not having clear understanding of Four Noble Truths, it's very, very difficult to open your heart to all living beings. It's impossible. If you don't understand Four Noble Truths, there's no way you can open your heart for all living beings. It's really impossible. So, it's not easy. No, it's not easy to say, but it's not easy. Practical level, it's not easy to do, because you have to have reason. You have to understand why. Why it's so important to open your heart. No, why Dzogchen Bodhicitta means opening your heart for all living beings. Why it's so important. When you look at other person, what kind of mindset I should have when I look at other persons? If you are seriously seeking happiness, what kind of mindset I should have when I look at other people, other persons? Whenever you look at, if you're looking at other person through your eyes, what kind of mindset I should have if I'm seeking liberation or seeking happiness? That very person that you're looking at now, you could get enlightened just based on that person. Because you can gain patience, you can practice generosity, you can practice ethics, you can practice so many things, you can practice patience, so on and so forth, because of that person. No sentient beings, no enlightenment. No sentient beings, no patience. How can you practice patience without mind? Prayer will. How can you practice patience? Prayer didn't say anything. How can you practice? No. See, loving kindness, practice, loving kindness, patience, compassion, bodhicitta, all of that without other beings, impossible. You cannot exclude the very person that you are looking at. You cannot exclude that person. No. That person is part of the sentient beings. You cannot exclude. So that's the mindset. If you have that mindset, So there's a reason why you should look at that person with eyes of love and kindness and compassion. Because of that person, you could get enlightened. That's why. You have to have reason. That's why, you know. So then, who said the Shantideva said? When? In 8th century, that's what it did. Who said Shantideva said? When? In somewhere in 8th century, that's what he said. You should look at, you know, that person with eyes of love and kindness and compassion, not with the judgmental mind. Then you don't have to look. The Mahatma Gandhi had three monkeys. One monkey go like this, you don't have to look. One is like this, you don't have to listen. One is like this, you don't have to say anything. If you have nothing to say good, far better not to say anything. These are like these three monkeys teaching without talking. You know, there's some okay, because whenever you use word, it kind of distracts your mind. Whenever you use your word, it distracts your mind. So, teaching without word is the best, you know. Just an example, that three monkeys, that's not like that. So, and also, what else? Teaching without a word?
You say by example, right?
Yeah.
You know how to do something.
Yeah, every teaching that has, you know, like, you don't have to use word. You can teach without, you know, say, For example, I will just give you an example. Aryadeva, there's one Indian Pandit who is studying in Nalanda Monastery in India. Nalanda Monastery, that's a big Mahayana institute. That's where Shantideva graduated. You know, the very person who now suggests when you look at other person what kind of mindset you should have. So he wrote this book, Guide to Blissful Way of Life, in the 8th century, many centuries. So in his monastery, that's called Aryadeva. That's one Indian Pandit. So he's having like debate with one of the non-Buddhist scholars, non-Buddhist, very famous non-Buddhist scholars coming to Nalanda Monastery to challenge all the scholars in the Nalanda Monastery who are Buddhist. No? And Aryadeva, challenger, Aryadeva from Nalanda Monastery, Aryadeva is the challenger. So Aryadeva want to know how, if that other person, non-Buddhist scholar, is he really scholar or is just, not scholar. So he wants to check that out. So what he did, he is holding this mala, one mala, then without talking, he goes like this. Then he said, basically asking, what is this? Without a word. Immediately, other persons wearing something like that, went like this. That's the answer. Can you guess what it is? Can you guess the Aryadeva's question? Aryadeva basically asking, this is like cyclic existence. He's asking, course of going round, going round. No, cyclic existence, what is the cause of this cyclic existence? That's he's asking. But he's not saying any word, he's going like this. Other person say, ignorance. No, ignorance, So the answer is this perfect answer. That's why, not knowing. That's why go round, not knowing. The cycle, samsara, that's cycle existing, that's how they translate it, korwa. Then he's asking, what is the cause of that? And he's not saying what? That's ignorance. He's just, that's how is the question answer done without what? That's just an example. So, dame, that sound, me means without sound. Lujin namji gochete means, Lujin namji means physical expression. Physical expressions, you teach. You don't use word, you just, physical expression, you teach. If somebody go like this, they're suffering. Right? Suffering. If somebody go like this. So anyway, dame, without sound. Lu, body, namju means expression. Through physical expression you teach. Yeah, no need sound. So anyway, go back to Mahatma Gandhi's monkeys, three monkeys. So just want to share, how the giving has been done in based on the Mahayana teachings, called Tong. So through breathing or maybe so not just material gifts, you can give all kind of things. So just think about that. Okay, so this is because this month is doing a lot of giving. So then I'll stop here. So now, yeah. Yeah, please, yeah. Oh.
I'm Susan Potter with the Inspiring Generosity Committee, and we have our annual appeal where we are raising funds for next year to keep the center thriving, to support the programs that we have. Many of you are already sustainers and donors to the center, and we are very appreciative for everything. If you are new to the center and haven't become a sustainer yet and would like to, we have three ways of sustaining the center through monthly contributions or what we call our inspired generosity program, just whenever you feel inspired to make a donation, annually, quarterly, whenever. So we welcome all of that. And if the brochure has been mailed and you probably have received this if you're a member or have been coming for a while or made previous donations, if you need to pick up a brochure, we have this out in the lobby, or I can share this and we'll be glad to give it, and I'll be glad to take questions. So thank you so much for everything. Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank
you. Appreciate
the teaching. Yeah, thank you. So actually now time is over. It's like we went 1, 2 minutes, 7 minutes or 3 minutes extra for dedication. So then, you know, like if we probably we are not going to do this, like 21st. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wish all you happy holiday. Happy holiday.
So you please turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book with the dedication prayer. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now if you turn to page 244 and 245, say long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one who has great patience who received the name Awatari, the one who has great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's Sikhtora's doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.